It was the jealous and false Melot who directed King Mark and his retinue to the love tryst of Isolde and Tristan. The king gives voice to his sad expression in being betrayed by his own nephew. Tristan, having dropped his guard, is then badly wounded by Melot. Isolde kneels at his side, the side of a fallen lover. Corfinal stands by him. Here the principal is Carl Liebel as Tristan, Birgit Nielsen as Isolde, and a long trailing robe-like, looks brown from here, brown gown with its long, wide, deep sleeves over a lavender dress. Jerome Hines is King Mar. Now Mr. Hines comes on again with a black tunic with gold markings, a crimson-lined black cape, black gauntlets. Birgit Nielsen next, then Carl Liebel, Irene Dallas as Brangaena, Walter Castle as Corfinal, and Calvin Marsh in his light-tan costume as Melot. We will return to Wagner's Tristan und Isolde shortly, but now it's intermission time here at the Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. These complete Saturday broadcasts of opera from the Metropolitan are brought to you each week by Texaco, makers of the world-famous Texaco Sky Chief and Fire Chief gasolines and Havilland motor oils. Good reasons to trust your car to the man who wears the star, your Texaco dealer. The broadcasts are heard in Canada through the courtesy of Texaco Canada Limited. This is the Texaco Metropolitan Opera Radio Network.